Yeah, it was really kind of funny when Andrew contacted me about this, and I asked, you know, really me? You know, I haven't been in the formal classroom in 12 years. Okay, so it's been a while, but he reminded me, and I knew this, that, you know, as an extension specialist, we are in the education and the teaching business. We're at Mississippi State University, calls it non-resident instruction, but we do that. And so I was thinking about, okay, so what can we do? And I was involved with a workshop for teachers. And it was this this idea from micro to macro, growing ag literacy in the schools. And these teachers were 5th, 7th, and 9th grade. And this program met the state standards. And that's why it was those three grades. That's where there was the competency, you know, requirements that these teachers had to present. And so, you know, okay, hang on a second here. Yeah, you think I work with this stuff all day long, and I'm trying to. There we go. But this idea of ag literacy, and I mean, when I used to be in the classroom, I saw it then too with our college kids. You know, not really knowing what agriculture is. I mean, in Mississippi, ag is number one industry. I couldn't tell you the exact dollars. Jenny, I'm going to pick on you in the back because you need a signature at some point. What's ag worth in Mississippi? Okay, everybody just saw this is going to be a prelim question, okay? But when we look at agriculture, it depends on plant processes. And, you know, if you're growing up, even in an ag state, a lot of our students are ag deficient. They have no earthly idea. It comes from Piggly Wiggly or it comes from a grocery store. Seriously. And it's just amazing. And then dealing with short attention spans. So if you want to teach, students, about crop production, sure, we could germinate some corn seed, but to take that all the way through the process, you've lost them 6 weeks ago, till they see the end product of that seed. You know, and I always talk about seeds, the magic of that seed that's in there, but it doesn't happen quick enough. So we were trying to figure out how we could do some quick hands-on lessons that we could keep students' interest. And they contacted me because I'm a microgreens guy. I mean, here's a crop that we can go from seed germination, seed planting, to completion of that crop, depending on the species that you use, in 7 days. So that's all of a sudden, you could get those kids going on Monday morning, you get it started, they come back after the weekend, they're sampling the crop. And what does that do? That makes the connection that the food is coming from these crops. And then this was my part of the project, and then towards the end we had the corn specialist and the cotton specialist, kind of ramping up what agriculture is. So anyways, I followed Andrew's instructions here. This is actually slide number two. The other was just the intro. But when we look at this, microgreens are basically a 7 to 14 day process. And I brought stuff with me here. And it was interesting going through TSA. But I'll get there. They were not concerned about anything that this potting mix was given off. But we can go ahead and use potting mix. We can use recyclable containers. Don't have to use a pot. We grew microgreens in the little water bottles. They looked like little miniature terrariums. They were really cute. Kind of tough to get the greens out. You have to cut the bottles apart. But we can go ahead and we can put potting mix in here. And pardon me if my proportions are not all. Okay, that's about it. But we can do this. We can talk about the root zone environment for that plant, how important that is. We can go ahead and we've got the container, and we're going to add some water. And this is actually a project that I use, and I give out samples of these little kits, and I've got the instructions all written on here and everything, how to make it happen. So we can go ahead and add some water to it. Now, we can just sit around now for 30 minutes, right, and let the water... But what you're doing here now is you're teaching the students how water moves in a growing medium. Because we just dump it in, but what we want to show them is how the water, you know, is pulled up in capillary action in that mix, and it distributes itself. Okay, so that's pretty cool. We can do the here's the culprit of interest with TSA radish seeds. They hadn't seen a 1 pound bag of radish seeds come through, so that's what it was. And the guy at TSA, he was funny as heck because he's pulling stuff out of my bag and he's looking in there, and then it was like, what's this? So anyways, so we can go ahead and we'll just sprinkle some radish seed on there and tamp it all down. And so what do you do now? You close it up. Okay, and so what do you have here now?
Little mini greenhouse.
Okay? And put it in a bright window. Put it just in room light because we're growing microgreens. We're not trying to grow a real crop here. We just want that seed to germinate. And so in the process, once you close that up, you can show the students how those seeds imbibe water and they swell up. I had actually had a bag of radish seeds that I pre-moistened before I left Mississippi, and the whole bag was ready to burst because the seeds had swelled so much. I wish I had taken pictures of it because it was actually pretty cool. And then, here, this is just an example. I've actually grew some microgreens since I've been here in Las Vegas. Started on Saturday afternoon. So how many days is that now? 5 days? Look at this. I've already got little plants. You can sample those. That's how quick you can do something next and show all these seed germination processes going on in such a short period of time. And I don't know if anybody's following ASHS on Instagram. I was posting clues every day, hashtagging, you know, ASHS Hort. Just as, you know, this is kind of what's going on. So it was the seeds, and then the seeds were embodied, you know, and they were swelling, and they germinated. Yeah, it was kind of a fun thing to do. Water is needed, depending on what you got, 7 to 14 days. Students are eating it, and they're making that connection. So with that... Boom, I'm done. Who's got a question for me? Yes, sir. That's a good question. I would say, and this is just from experience because I have been a commercial microgreen grower in the past, looking just at those issues. When we're growing a microgreen like this differently than sprouts, you're gonna see more issues with food safety with a sprout rather than you are growing this as a real plant. That's just my experience. So, yes, ma'am. Let me tell you, I just give the examples. You know, I don't teach the students. I give the teachers the tools to do this. But right now, if anybody wants to, because we're going to have some time, come on up. And you know, microgreen, it tastes like radish. Seriously, a little baby plant tastes like a radish. It's amazing. So.
What do housekeeping staff thought in your book?
No, because I had this one little container sitting up in the slats in my window facing east because I needed heat on it. You know, I had to get these seeds germinated, at least have, you know, a couple green cotyledons there, right, to make the, because, you know, the hotel room is not, you know, a great conducive environment. But you can see it can be done. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay, now if we're going to demonstrate some of these seed germination characteristics, we want to use large seeded species. So gray sugar peas are a great one. because those dry peas, they really swell up. And it's a great example of that. But you can do broccoli, you can do bok choy, you can do herbs, you know, but those are real little tiny seeds. They take a little bit longer of time. You want something that's quick hitting to make the point of this, you know, this exercise for the students.
Mine was also Wisconsin's Fast Plants. Wisconsin's Fast Plants.
Yeah.
Exercises.
Yeah, it's similar to that. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
We good? Okay, thank you.